Gentlemen, a good morning to everyone. We are about to get into a time of the year that Jews are annoyed. They're annoyed because they have to get up at very crazy hours, stay up very late at night to say slichot. That we'll deal with next week. I thought that on Sunday, when you wake up sleepy-eyed and peaked, for Mot Shabbos first slichot, it would be the most appropriate time to deal with. And what now regarding that issue, slichot. However, slichot pose for us an additional challenge, and that is that the majority of the slichot are not coherent to us as Chinese. It's coherent to us. That's another issue we won't deal with, no? Suffice to say that it shouldn't be that way. But I've not yet found a solution for how we can understand the slichot. We get a different one every day, opposed to the Spartan. Very hard when you say a different slicha every day to really understand the meat. But we're religious Jews, we'll continue to say slichot. What I'd like to deal with today is something in slichot that seems to be coherent to us, and yet, in my opinion, most Jews don't understand correctly, or at least don't think about proper fashion. And that is what I call the refrain, the ongoing act of slichot that we're going to say each, every day. Besides Ashrei, Chag Kaddish, Kaddish Shalem, and Tanun, there's something that comes up again and again in slichot. What is it? What? Yud Gimel Midah. Why do we say Yud Gimel Midah again, again, and again throughout the country? I mean, Jews know it by heart. We've said it so many times. What's the idea of saying Yud Gimel Midah so many times? What do you mean? So, Jeff is quoting the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says as follows. God says to Moshe, Moshe, I forgave the Jewish people for Chet HaEgel, for the sin of the golden calf. Moshe says, very nice, but I know the Jewish people. When I know the Jewish people, I know they're going to sin again. They're going to do that. Can't just come up to heaven for 40 days and 40 nights, not eat, not sleep, not drink. Can't just keep on doing this. There'll be a time I'll go in the way of all creatures on earth, and there won't be a Moshe Rabbeinu. So God says as follows in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. God says like this. When the Jewish people sin, Vayavor Shem Al Panav, God passed the besides him, Milamei, the Gemara says, Shenitatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Keshliach Tzur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like Chazin. The Chazin sits in front of the shul, puts a talus over his head, and says, God as follows. Any time the Jewish people sin, what does the Gemara say? Jeff, you are 90% correct. You said one word that was incorrect. Yud Gimel Midah, yes. But the Gemara does not say, Yomru Lefanai Yud Gimel Midah. What does the Gemara say? Ya'atsu Lefanai Kaseder Hazeh. They shall do before me like this order. I was very excited to read this Gemara. You want to know why? You want to know why? Like my 5-year-old, loves to say like this and like this. When he wants to put on a tie, because father wears ties, he says to me, I want something that goes like this and like this. So I always thought it's correct English. Then I looked in the Gemara and I was excited. Who talks like that? God enough. Yasuf Fanaika said, there are there. Do like this. They say like this, Jeff. Says, do like this. And what is this? Yud Gimel Midah. So what exactly do we do when we say Yud Gimel Midah? I understand we say it. What do we do? What are we supposed to do when we say Yud Gimel Midah? What action is being done? Standing. Mar said, Yam do. Yud Gimel Midah. Mar says, Yasu Lefnaika Seder Azeh. God says, people, do like this. What does the Gemara?
Probably emulate
Let me embellish it. The Gemara does not say that there's a magic potion called Yud Gimel Midah. Insert it, you're forgiven. I know there is a brand within the Jewish people, I will say in the Jewish religion, that believe that there is magic ways to do things. You don't have to really live a life of Torah and mitzvot. You have to go ahead and constantly aspire for higher ideals. You don't have to do anything. There's voodoo. You do a little this, and you're forgiven. I met a Jew, couldn't believe my ears. He says to me, I sin here, but I'm not worried because I go to Uman on Rosh Hashanah. I said, oh, you got to see. We didn't know. We thought Shuva, a whole month Elul, shofar every day. All you got to do, you can sin, you can steal, you can murder. All the cardinal sins. All I gotta do is go to Uman, taken care of. That is a break within the Jewish people that I have to totally and utterly disagree with. And therefore I can't believe for the life of me that Yirmu Midos is some sort of a magic potion. You say it, you're forgiven. I don't believe Judaism any sort of a cuspal mod. It's made in English. ATM machine magic potions. You put in Yirmu Midos, you get repentance. I don't think that could be any which way. Yes?
I have a mini mod.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not judging. I'm not judging. I'm saying that I couldn't believe here is that a person, I don't have to worry all year. I go to Uman in Russia. Like, that's it. Well, you have to get on a plane to Kiev. You're there. You come back. You don't change anything in your life. Beat your wife. Burn your kids. Go to Uman. You're all right. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Asu lefnai kaseder hazeh. Yes. You shall do like this. And what does that mean? You shall do like this. The Yud Gimel Bidl talks about one basic theme. Kel, Rachum, Kanun, Erech Abayim, V'Rav Chesed, V'Emet, No Chesed La'alavim. If I have to say that in one sentence, I have to say that in one word, what would I say? What would come to mind? Wake you up at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's when you get answers that you were looking for because there's no defense mechanism. Nope. Passionate. What else? What other synonym comes to mind?
Forgiving.
I don't see the word forgiving there, but all right. Merciful. Forgiving. Compassionate. Gentlemen, when we say the Yud Gimel Midos, it is for us to start doing like it says in there. We said again and again throughout Lichos, not because of magic potion, but because the more you say it, hopefully the more you'll do it. Namely, when you leave shul after Lichos and you see a gentleman walking down the street, you don't know him, he doesn't know you. If saying merciful, compassionate, etc. so many times, what should be your initial reaction when you see a stranger on the street? Nuhavi mekabel kol adam. Sever panim. Yeah. Put on a smile. Say good morning. If you say Lichos in the morning. If you say Lichos after midnight, good night. You don't know him. But God is merciful. Shouldn't you be merciful? We have an obligation. The Torah says, you shall follow in the ways of God. The Torah asks, how is that possible? God doesn't walk and we don't know where he walks. He's everywhere. How do we walk behind him? The Gemara says, it doesn't mean you walk behind him literally. Rather, you do like God. Mahu afata. Once again, just like him, do like this. What does God do? He's mevachol. He goes ahead and visits Avraham Avinu when he was sick after the Bris Milah. You, go ahead and visit the sick. What else does God do? Menachem Aveilim.
Mal
Bisharum. Onwards and onwards, the Gemara says all these things. Never wanted to say, God, where it's filling, where it's filling. God goes ahead and keep Shabbos. The Gemara is talking about interpersonal relationships, emulating the way God does it. So now you'll ask me a question. If the goal is to emulate God being merciful and compassionate, saying hello to people in the street, giving tzedakah, going to weddings and really wanting not just to eat the food but to make the chassan and challah happy, going through a beis avim and truly trying to give some sort of comfort to the bereaved. What does that have to do with tzlichos? Isn't tzlichos asking God for forgiveness? But in the middle of it, do we talk about interpersonal relationships? What does that have to do with anything? My answer is, a beautiful Gemara, again, Jeff, Mesechus Rosh Hashanah, I see you know it well. What does the Gemara say in Mesechus Rosh Hashanah? Daf, Het Zayin, Amud Al, I leave, on the bottom. It's on the bottom, left. The Gemara says, one second, Booster Father. We say this refrain again and again in the Haftorah, in Shabbat Shuva, we can say it at Mincha of Yom Kippur, Me, El, Nope. Anyone help me here? I'm getting a senior moment here. Say it again. Slow. Mikel Kamocha, Te'avon, Meshach Sheirit Nachalato. Thank you. Your name again, I'm sorry. David said it. Mikel Kamocha, Nosei'avon, Vovera Pesha. Who is like you, God? Nosei'avon, Vovera Pesha. What does the words mean? Nosei'avon, Vovera Pesha. We know what Avon Pesha means. That's two things, right? What's Nosei'avon?
Carries
the sin, va'over al pesha,
passes
over the pesha. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, God is going to judge you and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. But you judge your fellow human beings. If you're very medayik with them, they gave you change, but they're missing 10 agurot.
Yeah.
You need 10 agurot. They promised them at 9 o'clock, they came in at 2, and you said, you promised 5 o'clock. You're very medayik with people. You go to the dry cleaners. You give in your suit. He gives it back to you. You look at your suit. You start looking for every little stain. You missed something. You say, oh, see, you missed this. Go do it again. Then that's why God's going to judge you too. You came late to a man. I don't care you made Baruch. You kept Shabbos, but with all respect, you bumped in by mistake. You woke up one night in the middle of Shabbos, and you put on the light. You're out of Shabbos. I'll get you for that. I don't care 50 other Shabboses you did. Did this Shabbos? I'll get you that. You weren't nice to your wife? Down. That's the way God will judge you. But says the Gemara, if you strike things with your fellow human being, they came late, 5 minutes won't kill me. There's a stain on the suit. The man did a good job. All in all, he forgot. He missed a stain. I owe him always. He gave him, didn't give me 10 agurot. The Shevi Paras Avono. They're all ancient Jewish monetary currency with zuz. What zuz? Zaz Mikom Lamakom. Over Shav. It goes here, there. Who never has money in their bank account? So 10 agurot. And that's the way God judged you. You didn't learn Torah one night, but all you're all right. Yet most Shabbos, one Shabbos, after you woke up in the middle of the night, you forgot it was Shabbos, I'll slide. No, say I won't. If you slide it, God will bear our pesha. God will just slide by you. What is that Gemara basically telling us? If you emulate the Yud Gimel, no? If you go ahead and say, I'm compassionate, I'm merciful, I'm forgiving, I'm medayik with every single little thing that was done, then God will do the same to you. So that's what we said, Gimel Beatles, again and again and again throughout the week. We are supposed to be like God. If we're willing to fly things, God will fly things. If we will emulate those divine ways, then ultimately God will emulate those ways as well. So it's really to us. Let's say the Yud Gimel Midos so many times throughout Licho because the magic potion isn't. There's no such thing in Judaism as magic potion. Rather, it's for us to change, to become like the Yud Gimel Midos. And if we come that way, then it will become that way to us for the new year. That's why throughout the Slichos we keep on saying, Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Achum Bechan, Hashem, every 2 minutes we say, you want a Slicha from God? There's absolutely, unequivocally no reason why God should forgive you. It's a contract. What does the contract say? You'll do mitzvot. God will reward you. You do averos, God will get you. Parshat Ki Tovah this week, gentlemen. Ezra Sofer was metaken. We read it before Rosh Hashanah. You find the contract. The Gemara Yerushalmi, the lead in the Maseches Yoma. The Gemara says, they asked Vu, a prophecy. What should you do to a sinner? The prophecy said, kill him. They asked Chochma, knowledge. What should you do to a sinner? Said, kill him. He signed a contract. He didn't live up to it. Goodbye. Finally, they asked God, and what did God say? Yasu tshuva. Do tshuva. It's absolutely uncanny. You have to be compassionate and merciful to say that in. And if we'll be that way, then God will be that way. Yes, Bruce.
Sometimes we do it should be a personal place of some sort. I think we can't say we're not a being. You know what I mean?
First of all, could say you'd give a meal, not an minion, if you say it with the truck that you lay in the Torah. There's no issue to say that you'd give a meal, though. They're written in Parshat Kitisa, as you sign Mikra Ve'echa Targum everywhere, as you should, when you're learning Chumash. Saying it as a plea, saying it in Davin, you do need a minion, because it's a Davar Shebi Kedusha. It's one of those things that ultimately need a minion in order to be dead. Now, unlike Baruch Hu, which you can never say alone, you'd give a meal, as I said, you can say when you learn Torah and what. But if you're saying it sort of as a plea to God, but a mission to yourself, then you need a minion. Now you're asking a question, and that is, why would that be so? It's all a personal thing. You be merciful. I think the answer to that is, who are you being merciful to? Who are you being merciful? You're being compassionate, merciful, and forgiving, and all that hope to yourself? I'm pretty sure most human beings are merciful and compassionate to themselves. The majority of human beings don't hurt themselves. They don't hurt their own things, and they don't hurt themselves physically. Some are overweight, but that's, I can't say it's hurting them. No. Who are you supposed to be nice to? The nine of Jews, I'm sure. Therefore you say it in a meme. Who is the Yud Gimel meet for? For me? I'm good myself. It's for everyone else in the room. I, after I finish shul, am going to leave the shul and say, good morning, have a good night, and a tova. Not just to the people I know, but to the people I don't know.
I want to get something out that's more than customary. I'd have to say it in pace and think about it differently, which is not really the context of the Stephen's meaning. But if I don't do it, I can't say it at all. So.
Right. Right. I think that if you're asking me practically, the best thing to do is the putin are the least important part of slichos. It's the yugilidos. At least that's the Gemara that Jeff quoted at the beginning of the day. That, you should always do where the tzibor is. So you say a pia, two lines, three lines, your pace is lower, and then say the yugilidos. And you should look at the English and make sure you know what it means. Dave. I'm going to answer you in two different ways. Number one, when I said to be compassionate and forgive and fly things, I never said to do that to you. I do it to others. In other words, you don't judge others, and you try to let things for others. For yourself, on the other hand, I don't believe that should be the way to go. I think that the yukis book is extremely important when it comes to you, and I believe, personally, that the best way to outreach the people is they see a genuine Jew genuinely keeping this book. Not preaching, and not by talking, and not even by convincing. The best, most efficient way to make it is to show another fellow Jew how you say Kiddush on Friday night, how you bench after you eat, how you say a bracha before you eat, etc. So I never said to do it to yourself, but rather to others. Let things slide. You will let things you do slide. You will let others slide, but you yourself will be the correct person. You will correct change. You yourself will go ahead and do as much as possible to medayim this. However, allow me to answer you in another way as well that has nothing to do with this year, but if you brought it up, allow me to share a story. There's a very famous chumrah with regard to Arba Minim on Sukkot. The chumrah is the chumrah of the Bikurei Yaakov. Let me not take anything for granted that anyone who the Bikurei Yaakov is. One of my most favorite teachers, Rebbe, mentor, J.J. Schachter, Rabbi J.J. Schachter. When he teaches, he always says the name of a Rishon and Achon, says, who is the Bikurei Yaakov? I don't think his mom called him to dinner and said, Bikurei Yaakov! In my head! Who's the Bikurei Yaakov? Rav Yaakov Klinger, one of the Gedolei Dror of Germany. He wrote, which shoot? Anybody know? Which responsa? So on the Gemara, he wrote the two Evan, which is on the Seth Megillah, and other misses. And he wrote the Binyan Sion, very famous shoot, one of the most famous tshuvas in there is, where he says you can't say that a person's a Mechel Shabbos de Farhedia, a public, this desecrator of Shabbos, which is like a goy for many things. And now they nage, because even though they drive on Shabbos, then they didn't have cars, but even though they violate Shabbos, they say Kiddush Friday night. They can't say that they don't believe in God, etc. No! The Bikurei Yaakov says that, I'm always sick of it, when you bench Luv and Esrog and Efrat, it's Midibana. You only have to bench the first day Midor, so biblically. But to go into the ancient city of Yerushalayim, based on the Rambam, that all of the old city is part of the Kedushas Hamikdash, it's Midoraita, because based on Mikdash, you have to bench Luv 7 days. So what happens if in the morning you bench Luv and Efrat, and in the afternoon you go Shalayim? That's the Bikurei Yaakov, you have to bench Luv again. In the morning you only fulfill the Binnik obligation, and that is a biblical obligation. And it's a Chumrah of the Bikurei Yaakov that the Mishnah Berurah brings, and therefore, any of the Jews that come to the old city on Sukkot, bring a lulav and so, for reasons beyond the time I have on me, I personally knew of this chumrah. I just had a new baby. I was freshly married. I wanted to go visit the Kotel on Chol HaMoed, but to bring my lulav and esrog would have been a problem. The second problem was I was worried that maybe my lulav and my esrog had a few psulim that are okay on Chol HaMoed outside of Beis HaMikdash, but perhaps the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim would not be okay. I know we're more machmir on the state than the rest of the days on various ulim. I went to ask my Rabbi Amital Zechron Bracha what to do. And I gave him this whole story. And I was very nervous. I kept saying, if I do like this, this is going to happen. If I do like that, he looked at me, looked at me. Then he said, bring a censure. I looked at him, and I'm like, I'm giving him a shala and arba minim, and he for a bench. Now, a normal base measure is many spur. We're in the base measure now. There's a Gemara, there's a Rashba, there's a Ritva. I see a Pnei Yeshua over there. I see a Rambam. A venture you usually don't find. Well, lo and behold, I didn't find a venture. I took a sin. It opens up to the Ribbono Shel Olam between Shlomo Aleichem and Eishes Chayil. Does anyone here ever say it? It has to do with the Zakenu, the Kav Shabbatot, that the beautiful song was composed to it. I don't say it either. I never knew it was there. And he reads to me the following line. Ve'az ishmer pikudecha u'milotecha di eset. And then I will fulfill this mitzvot without eset. He asks me in Hebrew, what eset? What do you guys think? What's that?
Pain.
Pain. Discomfort. Sadness. That's what I answer. No. It means asabim. It means nerves. God does not want you to keep mitzvot with asabim, with high nerves. The way I described how to keep this chumrah with such high nerves, that ultimately my mitzvot would be the most annoying, most horrendous experience that I've ever had. It would be like doing chit as opposed to a means to get closer to God. Then he said, the chumrah of the Bikur Yaakov, you have to keep a chumrah of the Bikur Yaakov if you're a fine man without chumrah. But what bothered him was the nerves you have when you do so. So Dave, I think the mitzvot is extremely important. But the nerves sometimes go with it, in my opinion, not the way that in my humble opinion, based on my Rebbe, God wants us to fulfill and keep the mitzvot. Now you're right that a person should aspire to keep the mitzvot and should keep the mitzvot every day without exception. Then if he does one, he should do tshuva. But it has to be something that flows naturally with your life, not, God forbid, with high nerves. Dave, you wanted to... Okay. Sorry.
I just want to... Oh, I'm sorry.
No. When you're coming to us, if you're just listening to Bana, you would again to write that. I thought that was if I did it, because you thought it was Bana.
Good point.
Would you really do it again?
Shake them. That's a big sugya. I won't go into it now, but if a bar mitzvah boy, big bar mitzvah, whenever he became bar mitzvah, you're ready to fulfill the mitzvah midrabanan, because a mitzvah of chinuch, you have to do a mitzvah. You have to do it again now. Let's say we postulate like the point of view that you become 13, the 8 to 8, 24 hours to 25 from the day you were born. So if you were born at 5:45 a.m., you only become a mitzvah on your bar mitzvah day at 5:45 a.m. 5 o'clock in the morning, you woke up, you said kriyat shema. Let's assume it was after the night, whatever it was. At 5:45 a.m., which is still the one kriyat shema, you became bar mitzvah. You have to fulfill the mitzvah again. That's where you'll find the answer to your question. No, that's a very, very big, long sugya. If you did something Rabbanan, which is the same as the Doraita, just you were chayav midrabanan, you have to repeat it now that you're chayav midoraita on the same day. Now that intention, not intention. Intention for a mitzvah, kavana to do a mitzvah of some sort. It is not kavana to do with Doraita or the Rabbanan. That's not what kavana means in terms of the realm of mitzvah. What you're talking about, right, to the Rabbanah, is what we're doing now. We're doing a shir. Then we talk about right to the Rabbanah. But when you do a mitzvah, the kavanah would be to do the mitzvah of God. It's not necessarily the right to the Rabbanah, machlekes. Oh, think about that, machlekes, I do it. That's not what it means. Gentlemen, that's why I believe we repeat the Gidul Mitzvah so many times. It's supposed to be compassionate and merciful like God, and therefore, repeat it again and again. And just like we will slight, we will be merciful and compassionate and forgiving. God will do the same to us, says the mother. Therefore, we repeat the Gimel Midot again and again and again. So if you're asking me now, I did Tzlicha, I didn't understand the words, I woke up early, I did everything I was supposed to do, and I'll keep ringing in my ears the Gimel Midot, because I did it 3 times, 4 times, 5 times this year, before Rosh Hashanah, when there's about how many? Anyone remember? Say, you think no Baal Peh, many things. How many times do we say your Gimel Midot? No, anyone, we say every year, how do we forget this? How do we forget? Before Rosh Hashanah, I believe this 4 Gimel Midot. 4 Gimel Midot in the Slichot. Erev Rosh Hashanah is a lot of Gimel Midot. Then, Tzom Gedalia, there's a lot. And Aseret Yemei Tshuva, there's a bit less than Tzom Gedalia, but still, 5, 6 times we said so. As I said, the Slichot no one understands, so I don't remember what we said. Right? that you give omegas. We say sometimes, part of this, that you leave shul, and that's what's ringing in your ears. What you should think about is not, this is magic potion, this is my ATM machine for a new year. It doesn't exist in your ears. But rather, this is what I'm supposed to do. And allow me to leave you with the following challenge. The Navi, when he says, what does God ask of you? He says various things, and one of them is, Havat Chesed. Loving kindness. The question asks, and in my opinion justly, why does it say Havat Chesed, loving kindness? What could it say? That's not Lechet. The Navi says to be modest. And then the Navi says, Asiyat Chesed, do Chesed. What does do Chesed mean? I go to a wedding, and I say a Mazel Tov. Doing Chesed, correct? A person needs money. I send him a check. That's doing chesed. What does ahava chesed mean? Very good. You did it because you, with love, you want to give this honey money. It is not about only the result. It's important. But it's about what you felt when you did it. And therefore the Navi is to do you. It's not enough to do chesed. You have to turn into ahava chesed. You have the chasana. You know, the person won't know it. You're wedding this week. You're tired. You're hungry. You don't want to be there. But when a husband comes by, you put in a big smile. I'm so happy to be here. Let me go dance with you. In terms of the result, it's great. The result is there. The honey comes to your house. Put on a big smile. Looking at him and saying, what a shlamazo. What an income poop. This guy couldn't make it in life. He has to come bother me 8:30 to knock my door. And with a big smile, faking it. Yeah, take some money. You should have a shem asoba. You close the door and you curse him at the door. Chesed you did, right? Since the result, ahavat chesed you did it. What we have to turn into during days of Slichot is not just a person that oseh chesed, but rather, what's the Yud Gimel Midot say? Noseh chesed. What does it say? Noseh chesed lalo. It doesn't say oseh chesed. Noseh chesed, carry chesed. When you see this person, you say, this person is a chesed person. This person turns into a compassionate, merciful person. So if you ask me, now what? Why do I give Gimel Midot so many times? It is exactly this reason. Let's turn to an Ohev Chesed, not just a doer Chesed. Let's turn to not just a doer of Kel Rachum V'Chanun, but a person that is truly a Kel Rachum V'Chanun.
You know, Bruce. And if I wondered, like, you know, a couple of people, there's always someone there. Or sometimes it's someone there.
Good child.
You really can't look where you're supposed to ignore that or transform your love.
That's actually a question that I am going to tell you right now. I have to chaz it again. It is not simple. It is not simple. Regard to Kriya Satora, you Korah Batora, you have everyone else in their father. Even if you have not, I'm not going to multi this guy. The good thing, it's not for what you ask. It's not simple. There's a sugya of it, and the kingdom on the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, you can look it up after the shiur. Even Google, you will find truth on that issue. It is not simple. First of all, I would be very appreciative if you can tell me where there's an Allah Tshuva. I'm not familiar with that passage in Allah Tshuva. That is a beautiful idea, and the Filovechik, I'm sure, as I know, says that the Kanim, they go up to the Kanim, they can't do it except the Mizgeret, what we call Hodah. They have to move to Dukhan. And if they don't move to Dukhan, they don't move towards the Aram Kodesh, they can't Dukhan. Mora asks, why says a pasuk? A pasuk in Parshat Shemini. Says Aaron HaKohen is going to bless the people. So what does the pasuk say? Vayivarechet ha'am, vayirid mi'asot ha'chatat ba'olah shlamim. He did the korbanos as he's coming on the Dukhan doing the korbanos. You know, he blesses the people. So it has to be connected to korbanos. It has to be connected to the avod of the Beis HaMikdash. So think about it. You're in shul and a frost. There's no Beis HaMikdash as far as I know. You're on the Dukhan. And you're like the Beis HaMikdash. So what Dave just said is beautiful. It fits in. What in the name of Avtalavet? You have to be Lamala Minateva. You can't think in Shul now. You have to think the Beit HaMikdash now. And if not, you can't duchen. You don't move during Avodah, you can't duchen.
Pardon? Alcohol is also the reason you just can't have an opportunity of mind to hold that property.
Who's naive? You want to feel like you're higher, but you should drink alcohol, right? We know that alcohol is higher. We know we don't duchen at Minsk because of Hashem, a person, alcohol. Even on a fest day, we don't do that mincha gedola, only mincha ketana mishum ne'ilu. So it's a very interesting thing you just said. Obviously, you have to have mind clear, not faking because you're under the influence of alcohol. This way. That's right.
Now, you know, I don't know
matra happiness there means be emotionally happy. The samachta becholo. Hashem amacha Hashem elokecha uledecha. So here's where I have to say, in fact, the most important thing is the result, that there's money in the bank of Moatza, of the local municipality. When it comes to becoming an Ish Chesed, you have to ultimately become that Ish Chesed. It's not enough just to do it. Maybe that's the reason. There's many interpretations to Ba'ahava. You have just been one of them, but there's many, many others. One of the most beautiful, which fits in, is why the Kohen say Ba'ahava. Allow me to say this to 30 seconds, and then I'll leave you. Because the Kohen gets plus and matzos from everyone. He doesn't care that you succeed in business and you don't. I'm in business, so my success means, part of my success is you fail. If you fail and I'm successful, that shows I'm successful. How do I know I'm successful? Because the business has scores. So I have an interest for other people to fail, so I'll be successful. A Kohen doesn't buy in business. He gets from everyone. So he wants everyone to be successful. That is Bahava. I have true love. I want everyone here to succeed. I want every team to win. Because I get so much enough from everyone. Here's your board for Shabbos. Cult of everyone, we should have Be'ezrat Hashem, a wonderful good year. We should forgive others and God will forgive us. We should become compassionate and God will be compassionate to us. We will say Yud Gimel many, many, many a time this year with Shoshana coming out thus far on Sunday night. That means we have a very long recitation, almost the longest that we Ashkenaz have. We have a week, break for Shabbos, and then Erev Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah came out Monday night. We'd have a week, a day, and Erev Rosh Hashanah. That would be longer. But this year, Rosh Hashanah comes out Sunday night. So we have a very long recitation, Slichos, before Rosh Hashanah, and then Aseret Yemei Tshuva. We would say Yud Gimel Midos many, many a times. My hope and prayer, it will become like the Yud Gimel Midos.
Mm-hmm.